let's examine some of these versions here quickly. And I don't want to spend all night on this point, but I just want to show you how ridiculous these versions are. Okay, here are the top versions today. Okay, I've got the top versions, and then there's one more. The ESV, we're not going to take the time to look at it. I have a whole sermon called The ESV Exposed, so you just go to that. But I looked up online, what are the top five versions in the United States? Of course, the King James is in the top five. Of course, the King James is timeless. The King James is always in the top five, whereas these other ones go in and out of the top five all the time. But the top five versions, number one version they listed was the NIV. That was number one, okay? So let me give you the NIV, Brother Matt, all right? All right, I know you don't, but do it. Help me out here. So the number one version is the NIV. The number two best-selling version in 2013 is the King James Bible, the real Bible. Okay, number three, four, and five were the ESV, the New King James. This is where they dug up King James and exhumed him, and he signed it with his dead hand. Okay, so I'm going to give that to you, Brother Segura. Is that all right? And then number five most popular was the New Living Translation. Okay, there you go, Brother Garrett. That's number five. So those are the top Bibles, right? They're all pretty much the same, right? Couple of minor details. What's the big deal, right? Okay, I want you gentlemen to all look up Galatians 3:16 in these new versions, okay? And let's see if they paid as much attention to detail as God paid in this exact passage about the seed versus the seeds. Now, while they're turning in their false Bibles there, let's go back to the Old Testament to where this quote came from, and let's see if it really says what Paul said it said, okay? Let's go back to Genesis 22. Keep your finger in Galatians 3. Let's go back to Genesis 22 and see if the Apostle Paul, see if the Holy Spirit of God moving through the Apostle Paul gave us an accurate assessment of what was said in the Old Testament. Galatians 22:17 says this, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy what? Seed. Singular, right? And he said, as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Everybody got a seed singular there? Oh yeah. Now go to Genesis 26. Let's look at another place where this is mentioned. Same exact thing. Genesis 26, verse 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And that's exactly what it said in Galatians 3. Go to verse 8 of Galatians 3 if you're still there. It says, in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Look, the Bible says that back in Genesis 22 and Genesis 26, when God made that promise to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed, he did that because he foresaw that God would justify the heathen through faith. And that if we're in Christ, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Because the seed of Abraham is Jesus. Amen. And God said that all nations would be blessed in his seed, because guess what? There are people of every nation that have believed on Christ. Every single nation in this world, there are people who have believed on Jesus Christ. You name the nation, you name the kindred, you name the tongue, you name the family on this earth. The Bible says that in heaven, in Revelation, that there will be people in heaven of all kindreds, of all nations, of all tongues. Look, every nation has been blessed by Jesus Christ, because there are people within that nation who have believed on Christ. And those that are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It's so consistent with the Bible teaches. And God is saying, look, in Genesis 22 and in Genesis 26, when he's saying, look, I'm going to give this land unto your seed. I'm going to bless your seed. I'm going to bless all nations through your seed. He said that was about the gospel. That was about Jesus Christ. That was about a man that was the singular seed of Abraham in whom all nations of the earth would be blessed. It's important. This is key biblical New Testament doctrine where the New Testament is shedding light on what the Old Testament is saying. Let's go to these new versions and see what they've done to just completely butcher and destroy clear biblical doctrine that we have consistency between the Old and New Testament. Okay, Brother Garrett, give us Galatians 3:16 in the New Living Translation. I want everybody to pay attention, and I want you to look down at your King James Bible. Look down at your Bible as Brother Garrett reads from the corrupted New Living Translation. Nice and loud, Brother Garrett.
God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice that the scripture does not say to his children, as if meant many descendants, rather says to his child. And that, of course, means Christ.
Okay, go back to Genesis 22 now, Brother Garrett. Everybody back in Genesis 22? Go back in Genesis 22, and let me just summarize in case you had trouble hearing Brother Garrett. Brother Garrett just read for us from the New Living Translation. He said that the passage said that the promise was made to Abraham and to his child. Not children, as if he had meant many descendants, but to his child. That's what the New Living said, right? Everybody hear that? Okay, are you looking down at Genesis 22:17? Read for us, Brother Garrett, 17 and 18 from the New Living Translation, nice and loud.
I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me.
Okay, so notice, the New Living Translation in Genesis 22, it doesn't say in thy seed, singular. It says in your descendants, plural. Three times it said, and your descendants will inherit the land. And in your descendants, all nations will be blessed. Then in the New Testament of the exact same book, he says, well, he said child. Did it even say child in their own book? I mean, the book contradicts itself. I mean, the Old Testament says descendants, 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 plural. Then in the New Testament, you look at Galatians 3:16 in the New Living Translation. He says, well, you know, he said child, because if he would have said children, it would have meant descendants. I mean, read that again, Garrett. Read from Galatians 3:16 again in the New Living. So the New Living says descendants, descendants, descendants. Then if you go to chapter 26, it says descendants, descendants, descendants. So six times it says descendants. Then when you get into the New Testament in Galatians, listen to what it says. Galatians 3:16.
God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice that the scripture does not say to his children, as if it meant many descendants, rather...
Yeah, there's no way he said descendants, right? Of course he said child, because he didn't mean descendants. I mean, look, how can you take that seriously? How can you pick up that book and read it every day and say, I read my Bible? That is the number 5 most popular version of the Bible in America today. That is what hundreds of thousands, yea, millions of people are picking up that book every day and think that they're reading the Bible. And that book is a mockery of itself. This is just one passage. Okay? Now, let's see what the New King James has done. Because the New King James is pretty much the same thing, right? I mean, it just gets rid of the these and those, right? Okay. Well, let's see what the New King James has done. Who's got the New King James? Brother Segura? All right. Read for us Galatians 3:16 in the New King James.
Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed who is Christ.
Okay, so that was pretty much the same as the King James, right? Seed versus seeds. Okay, but now let's go back to Genesis 22 in the New King James. See if it says seed.
17.
22:17. You're looking at your Bible. Look at Genesis 22:17 in the King James. Chris Segura is going to read from the New King James.
Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants.
Your what?
Stars,
multiply your descendants, okay?
as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Okay, so there we go. So you see the deception of the New King James.
Yep.
What the New King James has done is in verse 17, they change seed to descendants, plural.
Yep.
Right? Twice. But then in verse 18, because verse 18 is directly quoted in Galatians 3, you'd have to be an idiot to put an S on the end of it when God flat out said there's no S on the end of it. So then there, they just decide to magically put the singular seed again. So they go descendants, descendants, seed. Here's what's funny. You go back to the Hebrew, it's the same word all three times. Seed, seed, seed. Did you hear that? You go back to the Hebrew, it says seed, seed, seed. What does the King James say? Seed, seed, seed. What does the New King James say? Descendants, plural. Descendants, plural. Seed, only because we have to.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise we're going to look like a fool. Okay, you say, what's the point? There's an agenda.
Yep. Yes.
Why would they change? Why change seed to descendants? You know it's supposed to be translated seed. That's what the Apostle Paul told you. Why are you changing it to descendants? Why? Because you want to tell people that they have to support those physical descendants in that land. So, you know, they're going to mess with chapter 22, verse 17, because, oh, well, if it's talking about the land, we better change that to descendants.
Yep.
Because you know what? The people who are financing that version, the people who finance the New King James, the people who finance the NIV, the people who finance the New Living Translation, have an agenda that's a Zionist agenda, that's a pro, you know, nation state of Israel agenda, that they'll just change the Bible to fit that agenda. You're their dupe if you're reading the New King James. If you're reading the King James, you get the truth. Okay, let's look at what the NIV has done. Do you have the NIV, Brother Matt? Okay, let's hear Galatians 3:16 from the NIV. It's hard to even find in these modern versions. The way they number the verses makes it hard to find. You got it?
Yeah. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
Okay, so same thing as the King James, virtually, right? Go back to Genesis 22 now. Let's see if the NIV is consistent with itself. Okay, so the NIV said that if we go back to Genesis 22, we're going to find a singular seed, right? Okay, go ahead and give it to me from verse 17.
I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous.
Your what? Descendants, plural, again, even though the original Hebrew says the word seed, even though the King James said it was seed, even though the New Testament said it was seed, right? Keep going, sorry.
As the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore, your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.
Keep going, verse 18.
Oh, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Okay, so look, basically what the NIV does is it goes descendants, descendants, offspring. Now look, offspring is neither singular nor plural.
Nope.
I mean, who ever heard of offsprings? Okay, offspring is neither singular nor plural. So what we have there is that basically we have them saying descendants, descendants, offspring. Obviously, when you get to offspring, you think we're talking about the descendants that we just mentioned twice. All of that should say seed. And if you look at the footnotes in the NIV and the footnotes in the New King James and the footnotes in the ESV and the footnotes in the New American Standard, they all say at the bottom of the page, oh, by the way, the Hebrew says seed.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing changing it? I mean, look, if you go to Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2, when it says that there came a day when the sons of God presented themselves before the Lord. You know, if you go to the NIV, it says the angels presented themselves. Then you go to the bottom of the page in the footnote, and it says, oh, by the way, in Hebrew, this is sons of God.
Yeah.
So why are you writing in English angels if the Hebrew says sons of God? I mean, I thought a translation is just, you just translate it. And I understand that when you translate things, they come out basically in different wording. You know, like as far as not the same word order, like those that speak Spanish and English in our church, or those that speak two languages, you know that you can say the exact same thing in two different languages. You don't always lose something in the translation. That's bogus. You can say the exact same thing in Spanish as in English, but sometimes you do words in a little different order and everything, right? But you know what? You don't just go from sons of God to angels. That's just two different words. That's just not even the same word. That's just not even the same thing. But the NIV is just taking liberties, just changing details. Details on every page, every chapter is tampered with in that NIV. There is not one chapter in that NIV that is not tampered with. Every chapter is tampered with. And look, you say, why are we King James only? Because we need to pay attention to these details. And if we're reading a Bible by translators that can't even figure out, Galatians 3 should match what it's quoting. And there is not a Hebrew manuscript on this planet that has that in plural. Yep. Or that says anything other than seed. I mean, these people, you know what? No, I'm sorry, they're not dumb. They're deceptive. They're doing it on purpose. Amen. I mean, do you think that these people just sat around? I mean, do you think that the translators of these Bibles are sitting around with like a beanie with a propeller on top going, they're all just imbeciles? No, no, no. These are smart men who hate the Word of God and perverted it on purpose. And you know why? Because somebody put a bunch of money in their hand and said, promote Israel. Promote the nation of Israel. Promote 1948, creation of United Nations. Promote Zionism. Promote dispensationalism. Promote false doctrine. Demote Jesus. Yep. Demote him from being the Lord Jesus to just Jesus. Yep. You know, make hell a little colder by calling it Hades or Sheol. Cool it down a little bit. Turn that thing down. And I got to get off that point because of time, but number one, let's have attention to detail when it comes to God's Word. That means we need to just read our Bible carefully, not just blow through it in the morning. Yep. Just blow through it, blow past. No, stop and slow down and read your Bible and pay attention. And have a Bible that's worth paying attention to. Translated by people who are paying attention. The King James Version.